Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good buddy Josh Costell being back on the show. Josh always teaches us something. We always get smarter when Josh joins us. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. His business is the energy business. And I'll get him to remind me about the name of his company when he joins us. Josh Costell, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
Good to have you back. Remind me the name of your company.
The name of the company that I work with is Tozer Energy Systems.
Yeah.
And my consulting firm is Applying Knowledge Systems, and the book is The Science of Sales Success.
There you go. Thank you for all
How's that for a cheap, shameless promotion?
That's a good one, especially since I asked you for it. Hey, Josh, you've been working on a little bit of a different business relationship to have with partners, with people who provide you with services, haven't you?
Yes. Sure I have. We've been working and starting to get much more engaged in what we call success fee partners.
Success fee partners, okay. What is that?
What that is, Jim, what we're finding now in these economic times is there's a huge amount of very qualified professionals that are unemployed or have taken early retirement, and they have just terrific background. They have great experiences and great references. You know, we're finding if we're calling on the school market, we're finding that there's a lot of good retired business managers or business administrator for schools. If we're calling on a hospital market, and if we have to call on the CFO, we find that there's just a cadre of CFOs that are out of work, or information officers or technology, and it gives you just a terrific opportunity to bring these people on without the expense of having to pay a salary. What you're doing is you're paying them based on a success, and you cover their expenses, typically travel and entertainment, you know, gas, mileage, things along those lines. But, you know, these people were in former trade associations, so they may not have been in sales, but they have these terrific and just really powerful and strong relationships.
So when you say you
pay them, and what they become is your setup person.
Okay, so basically, though, they're taking a gamble. You're paying expenses, but they're taking a gamble with their time on whether what they do is going to turn out.
Exactly. And yet, but the reason why they can do that, Jim, is obviously, number one, often they're on retirement benefit.
Right.
Secondly, they may have a spouse that's working that is allowing them to take this opportunity.
So they have the ability to take this risk. If something doesn't work out, they don't starve.
Right, and it also becomes the reward for them. And we had this with one individual. We get a chance to look at one another, and we ended up hiring this one person full time.
So you're saying that the success fee introduction, or sort of early part of the relationship, resulted in them being brought on full time.
Right, and the thing that drives it now is that you're not asking anyone to give up a job for a risk because they're not working, right now.
Right,
and often some of them want to do this. They want to do success fees with a variety of companies.
Right. So you got more than what? Yeah, exactly. And And of course, though, I would assume that if they do, if they are successful, that the payoff for them is greater than you would have paid them if you know, regardless in another type of relationship.
Absolutely. And the thing that you do to keep it very simple, we found, is that you pay them on the booking value, not the profit, because then
right.
that becomes a, you know, a bone of contention.
Exactly.
This one's really easy to calculate. What
it's
did
on
I
the
tell?
Top line. It's not on the top
right.
line, not on the bottom line. Success
Absolutely.
Fee. Success fee. Relationships. Is that what you call it? Success fee.
Partners.
Success fee partners. Interesting, folks.
Right,
hold on to that thought. I've got some things I want to talk about on this when we come back. I've got some questions for you. 22, right after these messages, we'll be back with our good friend Josh Costell. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.